I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Oil prices are coming down, but gasoline is still averaging nearly $3.50 a gallon in the U.S., and it's a lot higher in most other parts of the world. That's prompted a flurry of automakers to speed the development of electric cars. Some of them are unveiling prototypes at the Paris Auto Show this week. As Jean-Pierre Vaugier reports, there's one French businessman who's betting his plug-in car will be the first to hit the mass market.
Like many auto shows, the one in Paris is a mix of high-tech gadgetry and retro style. You'll find the latest in cars and pretty girls in cocktail dresses posing right next to them. Another star of this year's event is the electric car. It's good news for French billionaire Vincent Bolloré. He spent some of his riches on his pet project, developing an electric car for the market. Bolloré boasts his will be the first electric car to be mass-produced and that consumers in the U.S., Europe, and Japan will be able to place orders next March. He says his car can go up to 90 miles an hour and up to 155 miles on a single charge. Bolloré is particularly proud of his lithium polymer battery.
The only safe battery.
Others have tried to produce a commercially viable electric car, but they've been on the expensive side. Right now, Bolloré won't give a sticker price for his car, but in the past, he suggested it could lease for about $700 a month. That may sound high, but Bolloré says it will cost only $2.40 to go 100 miles, and he thinks he can succeed where other car makers have failed.
We've been working on this project for 15 years and have spent 1 billion euros. We're lucky to be a company that is still controlled by its founding family, so we don't have shareholders who come asking us for money every 3 months.
He faces several challenges. This past summer, the car's designer and Bolloré's business partner, Andrea Pininfarina, was killed in a motor scooter accident. But Pininfarina's brother, Paolo, has taken his place. Another challenge is the lack of stations that offer electric car drivers a place to charge up. Most would have to plug in their cars in at home. But Paolo Pininfarina says it's only a matter of time before cities develop the necessary infrastructure.
When the market will become bigger, there will be more infrastructures than now. So 1 year ago, nobody was talking about electric cars. Now all the world is talking about electric cars. So you can imagine how it will be 2 years from now.
Green is definitely the dominant color at this year's Paris Motor Show. After snubbing electric technology, every car maker seems to have a model on display. Few are as mature as Bolloré's project, but Philip Christ of the International Transport Forum says most consumers still aren't ready.
I don't think jumping forward to an all-electric propulsion technology right now is something that's going to work on the mass market, however well this car or other cars might be suited to certain niches.
Bolloré is betting consumers are ready to take the electric plunge. But he might want to consider changing the car's working name, BO. Somehow, it just doesn't work as well in English as it does in French. For The World, I'm Geneviève Auger at the Paris Auto Show.